Welcome to the podcast editing and support show. My name is Dave. Are you ready? Let's go. We're going to start the episode right now. Happy to have you here. Let's do this. Yes. So you're hiring a podcast editor or you want to become one. There's a question you really need to ask at the very beginning of your conversation, whether you're hiring someone or you are being hired. Ask this question, because if you assume, you're going to make a mistake, which happened to me. And this is what happened. So, one question you want to ask of your client-to-be or of your podcast editor-to-be is whether or not this is going to be an audio podcast. Audio only. Just audio. That's it. Nothing else. Just audio. Or is it video and audio together? Now, why is this important? Because there are two different things. And they require two different skill sets. They require different things of your editor. They require different things of the host. There's a lot that's tied into this question. And if you don't ask this question at the beginning, which I didn't for one of my potential clients, it ended up in a lot of confusion and tilting of a head and confused looks, question marks, you know, you can see them floating above the head of the host. When they said, oh, I thought you were doing video for me for my podcast. Great. Because what they are asking me to do for a very tiny amount of money was enough to pay for some of the audio editing that they required. Because what they gave me was really hard to work with. Let's put it that way. This person did not do any practice. This person did not invest any time. And this person had a lot of errors within their recording that were insurmountable and took a lot of time. And at the end of the day, they decided to go with somebody else who apparently could do video and everything for a very, very tiny amount of money. So we'll see how this goes. But they basically said, thanks, Dave, no thanks. And there's no way that I could commit to an ongoing relationship, supporting them in their podcast, basically working for nothing. By the time all the edits were done and brought back to them, there's no way. So you're a podcast editor. You're looking for new clients. One of the things you need to ask at the beginning of your onboarding, introductory call, when you sit down and meet with a potential client, is ask the question, are you looking for an audio podcast editor or are you looking for a video podcast editor? If you only want to do audio podcasts, then you have an easy out. You can tell them that I only do audio podcasts, and then maybe have in your back pocket some of your friends or acquaintances or people that you know who do great work in video. Have them as a way to offer. And then ask that person that you're nominating, saying, well, I don't do video here in my little business, but so-and-so does. And then make an agreement with so-and-so when they come across somebody who's only looking for audio and video's not their thing, that they would recommend you. That's a great give and take. So set that up. If you're a video person and you're looking for an audio editor, I have my hand up. I'd love to partner with you. I would love to send you every single video request possible if you, in turn, would send back an audio request to me. That's a great relationship, and I'd love to have that with you. So, if you're listening and you're a video editor, you want to share, swap back and forth, I would love to talk to you. PodcastEditingAndSupport.com. Head over there and let's have a conversation. I'd love to meet you. Make relationships with those around you and do your best to support the podcast host. Now, as a podcast host, if when you sit down with an editor, they do not ask you that question, you need to ask the question. You need to put it out there at the beginning and saying, this is what I'm looking for. Here's the scope of work that I'm looking to get support for, including video. Do you, podcast editor that I'm talking to, do you do video or audio? Both. and have the question up front. Save yourself a lot of time, and also ask around to other people in the space. Who are you using? How's it been? Get some reviews. Get some feedback from people who do the show. The one thing, a little tip for you if you're a podcast host and you're looking for an editor, is find your favorite podcast. And if they mention at the bottom in the show notes or on their website, this podcast edited by truemediasolutions.ca. That's me, by the way. That's mine. If they mention that, then reach out to the host and say, hey, what's it like to work with Dave? Does he meet his timelines? Are you satisfied with what he's doing? Listen to the podcast. Do you like what you hear? If you don't, move on. But it's a great way to kind of pre-screen and find out more about the editor way before you jump on a Zoom call, way before an email, way before you get down the road of hiring someone. You have a conversation and you do your research ahead of time. So use those show notes. They're really informative and they can really give you a good sense of whether or not this is a good person for you to use. So ask the question right from the beginning, audio or video or both. It's a great question that you should ask at the very start of your relationship with your future podcast editor. So for me, I love audio editing. Why? Because I can do things in audio editing that you just can't do in video editing. When you look at a video edit that's been highly edited, where maybe they've taken out every and ah, or every blank space, or all that, you see how jumpy it is when you watch it on video, because you can see where the cuts are happening. The person's moving and then they're not moving. 1 minute they're on the left and now they're on the right. You can tell that this has been chopped up. And you'll see a lot on YouTube. You'll see a lot of it on social media where they're just chopped up, cut into pieces and stuck back together. Now, is that a great experience? That's your opinion. Whatever you think. For me, I sometimes get distracted by the cuts. Now, you can use a software like Descript, where it'll do all the cuts for you and it'll chop it all up into pieces for you and put them all back together again. And there you go, you're done. So if you want to do a paid subscription and use Descript, awesome. It's a great tool. It's not an audio editing tool for me because I like to get right in and cut up and do things that software just can't do for me. And as an audio editor first, that's really my focus, is I want to make you sound great on an audio platform. Now, what's the big deal with audio video? On my other show, one of my other shows called the How to Podcast series, I do a breakdown of audio versus video and the best video places currently in 2024, when recording this, where you can have a video podcast hosted. Where can people watch this video podcast that you're so excited about? Because there seems to be this prevalent idea that to be a new podcaster, you have to start with video first. And I kind of struggle with that because where video is engaging and you can see the person on screen, I work with some people who want to stay anonymous. They don't want to be on camera. They don't want people to know their real name. They don't want, because maybe the content, for example, of what they're talking about, they don't want their family or their employer or their kids to know what they talk about on a podcast. So they want to go by a different name and be anonymous. So to have all the lights and video and be on camera, that means nothing to them. So they're not looking for a video editor. They want an audio-only podcast. And even in 2024, audio podcasting, audio-only, is not dead. It's very much alive and probably the most accessible way to podcast in 2024, in that only certain apps actually allow you to watch video podcasts. It's true. if you want to be on every audio app compared to the very small amount of video podcast apps, you have a better opportunity to reach out and do more with an audio-only podcast as a starting point. This is coming from an audio guy. If you're a video person, you're like shaking your head, no. That's fine. You're video first? Awesome. I'm just saying that when you get into editing your audio, I can do things in audio that you just can't do in video to the same degree, the same ease, and maybe with the same result. It's just an opinion, and I really love audio podcasting. And how do I know it works? You're listening to it right now. So it works. You're here, and thank you for being here. I would say for you as a new host to a podcast to dip your toes in the podcast water by starting with an audio-only podcast. If you record video through Zoom or whatever other platform that you do interviews with, for example, or you record yourself on camera when you're recording your episode, which I'm not doing right now, by the way, my camera is off, you can keep that footage and release it later. So on the How to Podcast series, I'm going to be doing an episode, like I said, about audio versus video. I'm going to break down the current video podcast apps where your viewers, keyword, viewers can watch your podcast. And I'll outline those and how to submit your podcast to those video first podcast players. But I'm also going to give you some words of caution about how to navigate audio and video separately and combined, because there's a few things you need to know about. So I have a link in the show notes to the howtopodcast.ca website. Jump over there, go subscribe to that podcast because it's more focused on the how-tos of podcasting, where here we're talking about more editing. I think they kind of go together, this episode and what I'm going to be doing over there on the How to Podcast series. We'd love for you to check it out as well. Thank you for your support. As we walk down the path of creating clientele, reaching out, working with clients, you really need to think about and ask upfront, podcast host, podcast editor, is this podcast an audio only or a video podcast? Ask the question, save yourself a lot of hardship and a lot of confusion and a lot of awkward emails by simply asking upfront, what's your expectations for your show? And I want you to think about very carefully as a podcaster, is the juice worth the squeeze? Because a video podcast is A, going to cost you more money because it takes more time, especially for a newer editor to do for you. If you're going to be looking for video clips to be removed from the episode and used as standalone clips for social media, that's going to cost you money. Video editing with video footage in behind you or all the artwork that goes around and all the information on the screen that goes with the video, that's going to cost you money. Transcripts are going to cost you money. All of these things add up to a large amount of money when we put them all together. And I want you to avoid sticker shock. So if you're thinking of the easiest, cheapest way to get your podcast and your voice out there, start with audio. And if your podcast goes the way you want to and you're happy with it, you can always go back and re-release the video later. That's something you can do. But give yourself some time to get used to what you're doing. Because again, your first 10 episodes, are you really want them on video? Do you really want the world to see you figure out how to be a podcaster on camera? Maybe, maybe not. Consider it as you have your conversations. And if you're looking for a podcast editor, I am an audio podcast editor. Can I do video? Sure. Are you going to pay for it? Uh-huh. Yep, you're going to pay for it. But audio only, I can handle it no problem. And I would love to work with you. And not only would I love to work with you, I would also like to help you. If you're a podcaster and you already do your own editing, you can take your skill set and actually do what I'm doing and start a little mini business on the side. Even if it's just money to take your wife out to the movies. Awesome. Maybe it's money for your kids to get braces. I don't know. You can make a little bit of money on the side with your podcast if you want to, and take all those amazing skills and abilities that you have doing your own show and help somebody else with their show. If you want to learn how to do that, this is the podcast for you, and I would love to talk to you. At the podcasteditingandsupport.com is the website, and we'd love to connect with you over there. Thanks for listening to the show. Lots of good stuff coming up here on the podcast's Editing and Support Show. Thank you for being here. Get out there and hit edit, hit record, and hit publish. Take care. Hey, thanks for being here for the podcast editing and support show. Again, if you're looking for support for your podcast editing, head over to truemediasolutions.ca. Would love to talk to you there. Great episodes coming up here on the podcast editing and support show. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. Hey!